are here bright and early on a, I think it's Wednesday.
It's a
Wednesday morning here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. Although today it's a little overcast. Yesterday there wasn't a cloud in the sky, but I think it'll probably burn off and be another beautiful day here in the great Northwest. But we are here with Mr. Alan Barr from Simply Credit. Alan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Good. Yeah. How's, you know, the conference just kind of kicked off last night, but how's it going so far and any expectations for you guys?
It's been terrific. We're actually a strategic partner of the association.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, due largely to their assistance, mm-hmm. We've been able to generate quite a buzz here. There's a lot of interest in what we do.
Oh, good. I can see why, because of the stories we've done the past couple of times they've gone off the charts as far as our viewers go. So let's get to the topic here: how to grow credit card balances without zero APR subsidy. So what's going on here, Alan? Can you fill us in?
Sure. So first of all, let me just mention that we've rolled out some new tools.
Oh, sure.
Upon some of the same technology we've talked about in the mm-hmm. past. What's different about this is it's encapsulated in a plug-in into a credit union's home or mobile banking platform. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. With it, a member can go in, enroll high-cost credit cards from, you know, outside issuers, and then schedule balance transfers into a card the credit union has already issued to the member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to attract balances without having to undergo these really expensive marketing campaigns, you know, balance transfer campaigns. And in fact, we don't even use the word balance transfer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that is a word or a couple of words that signify to the member, oh, this is a once and done type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get this 0% APR that I'm going to watch out for and refinance mm-hmm, here in mm-hmm. 6 months down the road or mm-hmm. whatever. This is very different. The credit union doesn't have to offer a deeply subsidized rate. It's on a tool in the member's hands. They can go into it whenever it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
If they've racked up some high-cost store card debt, just move it over to the credit union,
okay.
Save money. And what's really good about this is the tool encapsulates some educational elements as well.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a member understand what their optimal payoff strategy ought to be. There's some budgeting tools where they can look at what would happen to their debt if they looked at various monthly payment amounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long will I get out of debt? What will it save me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very intriguing product. One thing that I'll say is that in an average month, about a third of our users return to the tool and arrange additional balance transfers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, this is happening without any expensive marketing campaigns,
sure.
Without deeply discounted or subsidized
mm-hmm.
APRs
mm-hmm.
as well.
So it sounds like once the member knows that this flexibility is there, they're going to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I said, it's right on their home or mobile banking tool.
Mm-hmm.
They access it through single sign-on, so it's seamless to them.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't know that they're walking outside the credit union's capability there. It's embedded in the tool. And they just start arranging balance transfers. It's very,
very cool.
Yeah.
So why does this have legs? What's the significance of this right here?
Yeah, great question. So you're probably as aware as anybody, but there's over $1 trillion worth of credit card balances out there. That's $3,000 per man, woman, and child in the U.S.
Wow.
I mean, a heck of a lot of money out there. Credit unions have very little of that. They have not managed to penetrate that space to the extent that they have in auto lending or mortgages even. Oftentimes when we engage with a credit union, we'll do a portfolio review, so we'll look at all of their cardholders.
Mm-hmm.
What we found is that for every dollar a member has in credit card balances with a credit union,
mm-hmm.
there's often between $15 and $30 they have with an outside issuer.
Mm-hmm.
So we give the ability for that member to save money by moving it, and one of the things that we'll do is through marketing, direct mail, email, right in the plug-in itself,
mm-hmm.
we'll provide the member with information about what they can save.
Ah, nice.
So as soon as open it up, it'll say, hey Mike, you can save $5,000.
I'm in.
Yeah, so you click for more information, you go through the process
mm-hmm.
and start saving money. We'll do a fairly detailed portfolio review. We'll get historical payment on the cards so that we can infer interest rates on the cards. We'll get balance information so that we can compute a savings and present that to the member and say, if you want this, you know, click here.
It's there, exactly. Yeah. So is this something brand new, or have you guys
It's fairly new. And again, it's based upon some of the same technology that you've seen before, proven technology. And like I said, our users, credit union members, are coming onto it and scheduling additional balance transfers.
And I think this is really, because as you're talking, I'm thinking this is really kind of capturing the self-serve market, where we go into Home Depot or a grocery store or whatever, and I mean, I make a beeline for, I'll check it out myself type of line. So this sounds like this is kind of along the same lines a little bit, you know? It's like, hey, I know that option's there. I'm going to take advantage of it when I need it, right?
And that's what a lot of consumers want.
Right.
A lot of
the control.
A lot of members as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Control. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So where can we find out more about this tool? Because this sounds like it's something that's going to take off. Something else that's going to take off from Simply Credit for sure.
Yeah. People can certainly talk to me. My email is alan@simplycreditinc.com. They can go to our website. There's just Google Simply Credit.
Okay.
Be able to find that as well. And if I may, one of the things that we like to express in terms of like a tagline is, you know, if a member wants to keep their credit card rewards programs, because that's why they're using these outside cards, is for the rewards.
Sure.
You know, let's not fight that. No matter what, how clever we get, people are going to continue to use a
they
favorite
love the rewards.
Yeah. But let's not have them bank with those issuers. Let's move those balances over to credit union, where the credit union will take care of them, give them a lower rate, help them to save money and use that savings to get out of debt.
And they have their own rewards programs as well. So bonus.
That's right.
Very cool stuff. Very great. I mean, this is awesome, Alan. So thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. I know you have a busy day ahead of you, and we won't hold you up. But if you have any final words of wisdom,
I think we talked about it. You know, let's make sure that members have an opportunity to save money through the credit union and use that to get out of debt.
Yep. Keep it all in house. Very good, Alan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.